fingertips, fingertips, fingertips. And welcome to a Nerd Pride Radio bonus episode. That's right. My master list is so full that no single podcast can possibly contain it all. Or else I just ran out of time because it's the holiday season and I need to give you guys something. But let's pretend it's because I'm so full up on my master list. This is Fingertips number 7, entitled Christmas Devil. Okay, holiday traditions. I just heard a recent discussion, before I get to the family stuff, I just heard a recent discussion about the elf on the shelf, which I've only vaguely been aware of. Apparently, this is a brand new holiday tradition. It's only been around for like 9 years. It's a book that was written back in 2005. And the elf on the shelf, thank goodness, my kids are getting just too old that we're not going to get sucked in on this one. But my grandkids will wind up doing it because it's huge. And the elf on the shelf, it's a book, and it comes with an elf and a special keepsake box and blah, 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 blah. And you wind up putting, you know, you read the story to your kids, and then you put the elf up and like right after Thanksgiving. And then apparently the elf sits up high somewhere, watches the family, and then every night flies back to the North Pole to report to Santa on what's going on. And then he comes back in the morning and he'll be in a different spot. So every day is a game of hide and seek for the kids to find where the elf's hiding today. And oh, woe be to the parents who forget to hide the elf in a new spot the next day. Because then, oh, well, the elf didn't move. What happened? Did someone touch him? Maybe the dog was out here staring at him. Maybe that's why he couldn't go. But this is the whole thing. And it's, for some parents, you can use it as a disciplinary kind of thing that, oh, the elf's watching. He's going to report to Santa. You better not be naughty. It's that kind of thing. But mostly it's a positive, happy little thing. And the kids are encouraged to talk to the elf and tell him what they want for Christmas so he can report back to Santa. Okay, that's awesome. Whatever. It just seems like a huge amount of work for me. To me, it seems like just one more thing to deal with, but okay, I get it. I can see where that comes from. The one I don't get, old tradition. And this is where the title of the episode comes in. Krampus. You ever heard of Krampus? Is this in your family? All right, because I didn't know about this growing up. Apparently, in parts of Europe, Krampus is literally the Christmas devil. And he's usually partnered up with St. Nick in some way. Like, usually it's that Santa has somehow tamed this devil of the past and that he works for Santa now or whatever. And by the way, don't get him confused with Black Pete, because Black Pete is out there too, and sometimes the names are used interchangeably, but Black Pete is more of a, Black Pete is literally a blackface elf who does work for Santa. I mean, he's relatively cute and harmless in modern versions of it, but the old version Krampus, and by the way, when I say, by the way, Black Pete is cute and harmless, racist, horribly, horribly racist. Go look online for pictures of a Black Pete festival, and you'll find pictures of, you know, hundreds of Europeans all dressed up in blackface in Renaissance gear and having a happy Christmas time. Really awful looking. But again, nothing compared to Krampus. This dude is literally a devil. I mean, he does the whole Satan cloven feet, usually black or brown fur, big old horns, the long pointed tongue hanging out, clearly demonic. All right. No two ways about it. And Krampus's job is to be like the reverse Santa. Okay. So we keep an eye on everybody. And on Christmas Day, all the good boys and girls get presents from Santa. They get treats from Santa because they've been so good. Okay. If you've been bad, that's where Krampus comes in. Krampus comes around with a sack and stuffs naughty little boys and girls into the sack and takes them away with him. That's what he does. Okay? He kidnaps evil children. All right. So, what is so horrible about this is that people still do it today. I didn't know this. All right? Much like you might have a family member or a friend dress up as Santa Claus and come visit the house, you know, maybe Christmas Eve, maybe a week ahead of time at the Christmas party, and you have Santa come around. Someone comes dressed up as Santa, and all the kids are thrilled, and he hands out candy, and everyone sits on his lap, and what do you want for Christmas? Okay. The mirror tradition of that with Krampus is you have Krampus come in. Someone dressed up in a Krampus costume, full-on horned devil costume, to come in and scare the children into being good. All right? And the older children understand what's going on, and they have fun with it, but the little children, legitimately terrified. Now, lest you think maybe I'm exaggerating, my wife has family members who just restarted this tradition. All right. They remember it from when they were little, and now they have little kids that are, you know, preschool age. And wow, wouldn't this be a great time to restart the Krampus tradition? So they did. They had Krampus come to their house, terrified the children. I mean, I'm not there. I didn't see video. It's not like I know the details of what went on. All I know is a Facebook picture of there's Krampus in the house and there's the baby, probably wasn't a baby at the time, but little one on the floor, bawling his eyes out, scared to death of Krampus, and everybody laughing because it's so wonderful. And talking about on Facebook how, oh, just like old times, it worked perfectly. Oh, this is great. I don't get it. I don't, because these are good people. These are really nice, wonderful people in every other respect, except they think it's really funny to bring a demon into their house to scare their children into being good for Christmas. That's some old school discipline I'm just not on board with. I don't get it. So, I just don't get it. You have to, honestly, when you're done listening to this, cause I'm pretty much done here. I mean, I just wanted to tell that story and go, wow, I don't get it. Go out and look up Black Pete, go out and look up Krampus with a K, Krampus, and see what you find. Get some image searches going. Read up on Wikipedia. Look at who these guys are, and Krampus especially. Now imagine, find some of the good or even the crappy Krampus costumes that you see online. And now imagine having someone dress up in that costume, come to your house, and dance around your house with a sack, speaking in their demon voice, telling the children that they better be good, or I'm going to stuff you in my sack and drag you away forever. All right. Just picture that. Picture that. It's terrifying. I'm terrified and I'm 44 years old. Oh, it's crazy. So go take a look. That is my bonus fingertips episode. I am so sorry I don't have a real episode out. In this case, my master list really does have a ton of stuff on it. I've got a whole episode laid out for the next one and I've got some really good things that I'm really excited to talk about. I got all the way through the weekend with holiday shopping and preparations and everyone being sick and it's the end of the semester and there's just too much stuff. So this is my little consolation prize to you. I know this doesn't make up for everything, but you know I love you and I'll be back. I'll get on it this weekend. We'll have a nice, wonderful episode ready before next Monday. You guys will be thrilled. So, this Fingertips podcast is a Nerd Pride Radio production. It's copyright 2014. The music is from They Might Be Giants song Fingertips off their Apollo 18 album. Check out the main cast, Nerd Pride Radio at nerdprideradio.com. And, come to the forums, nerdprideradio.com/forums. That is all I've got for this episode. So, listen to the creepy music.